Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Yitro. And in this week's parasha we see Yitro, who is the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. He comes now to greet Moshe with Moshe's wife and children for the first time after a very long period of time that they haven't seen each other. And Yitro has now heard, the parasha says he's heard of everything that Hashem did for the Jewish people, taking them out of Egypt, all of the miracles. And Yitro comes and sees Moshe Rabbeinu judging the Jewish people, person by person, one by one, the Torah says, from morning until night. And he's dealing with the nitty-gritty details of each and every case that every Jew has from morning until night. And Yitro, his father-in-law, comes and tells him, you're spreading yourself too thin. What you're doing is not good. Lo tov adavar, Asher Atah says, what you're doing is not good. Navol Tibol says, you are going to get worn out by what you're doing. And he gives him some positive criticism, telling him, you need to delegate. You need to delegate roles and build people under you so you can free yourself more time in order for you to do bigger jobs. And this thing that Yitro taught him is something that we still use till today, that a person has to build himself up. Person has to do jobs, get dirty in hard work, to build himself up, to learn how it works, and then he can teach it to others and delegate roles. And this applies in the business world, and this applies even more so in community work. A person deals and gets deep into hard work and community. And the more and more he gets involved, the more he learns the nicks and grannies, and he learns the ins and outs of everything. And once he learns it and he builds himself up to somebody who is very involved, he can start delegating roles. And this is what the Torah is teaching us in this week's parasha, is don't try to do everything on your own, because you won't be able to succeed. You'll spread yourself too thin and you'll get worn out. You need to build yourself up, learn it yourself so you can teach it to others, delegate the roles to those that are capable, and you free yourself up for bigger and important roles. May we all learn the lesson, this lesson from this week's parasha, that Yitro taught us, that Yitro taught Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe took his advice wholeheartedly, without any response, without any disagreement. Because when a person gives positive criticism, a person has to try to accept it wholeheartedly with everything inside them. Shabbat Shalom, Mevorach.